a lot of single family homes over there. You know, I don't still want to comment because I'm afraid I'll get something wrong about the history, but I think of it as very much a true suburb, you know, when you think of classic suburb. It's a lot of stuff that I consider kind of the post-World War II era went up in there. And it's kind of where you started to see some of the first, I guess you could say modern era techniques. You know, you're not seeing a lot of rock foundations over there. You're seeing block, or you even start to see some poured concrete foundations over there and things like that. Multi-car garages actually attached to the homes.
Opposed to
some of the detached garages you'll see in older homes, things like that.
Still gets more a combination of like kind of a classic to what modern we consider modern today kind of thing.
Yeah. You know? Now, there are things you do give up because the homes, like I said, a lot of them built in the 50s and into the 60s. So you don't have as large a closet. You don't have the modern pantry for the Costco generation that you have in today's homes, you know?
Oh, yeah. The pantry. Yeah. I love a good pantry. My house has a pantry. Does that count? Does that count as a pantry, what I have in my kitchen?
I believe so. Yeah. Okay. I'd call that. Yeah. It's not, you know,
say it. Go ahead. Just say it. Tell me it's not a good one.
I was going to say it's not a good one if you're like preparing for something, but yeah. Like if it snows and you can't get to the store for a day, I think you and your family will be okay.
Okay. That's good.
I will check in on you though.
Okay.